Hey guys, welcome to episode 5 of the Forward Life podcast. And then you have air horns. Beep, 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 beep. Guys, thank you guys so much for watching. thank you guys so much for listening. Jeez. For listening on my podcast. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. What's wrong with me? The last 4 episodes, I hope, were pretty good. Don't forget to check out my social media on pretty much everything. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I'll in the future make, I'll make a Pornhub social media as well. You guys can get some of my streams and content there. Hopefully. Also, this is a section for all of the advertisers to put your advertisements here. You want to be a sponsor? Come hang out with me. Check me out. All right. So I have a bit of bad news. As of the end of July, I had lost my glasses. And this episode is going to air much later, so most likely I'll have a new pair of glasses by then. But right now, I'm pretty much going to be streaming for the next month or so without my glasses, and it's going to suck. It's going to suck. The lights that I use already hurt so much, but yeah, it's going to suck a little bit, but hopefully we get through it. So, how is everybody? How did everybody enjoy their August so far? Enjoy their July, or enjoy the month that you actually hear this. You may not hear it as it's being live right away, but if you're in the month of listening to this, I hope you enjoyed that month, and I hope that month hasn't been too crazy for you. I look at everything month to month. So like all my numbers look month to month, what I did month to month. And so far, July has been something really good for me. Been working a lot on my website and kind of looking at how I want to structure things, and it's going beautifully. I love how it's coming out, and I just now have to add content to that platform. Okay, so I think that's a good segue to the first topic that we have here. And the first topic that I have stems from a situation that me and my buddy had. He is an artist. He's an artist. He makes stuff on traditional canvas, and he also does stuff digitally. And he worked on a few things in the past that he wants to get printed. So I was like, cool, let's go check it out. He wanted to go downtown. We went downtown. A little cool place, I believe near Dundas and, I forget now, Dundas and Ossington, I believe. If those two don't connect, I'm so sorry. But anyways, near that area. So we went to this print shop and we got the print, and it was really nice. And I asked, like, the conversation came up as like, why are you spending so much time trying to make this like so perfect, right? And it's something that everybody goes through, and I completely understand why you may try to make everything so perfect. But the argument, the conversation that we try to have is whether you would want to have something so perfect and spend so much time on it, or to actually get something out there so you can start monetizing on your pieces. Now, I understand that if you want to spend $1,000 on prints, you want to make sure that those $1,000 go to a really nice print, which I'm perfectly fine with. What I'm not happy with is the fact that you have $1,000 that you're spending on finding different print shops around the city of Toronto, and saying, okay, this one's the best, that one's the best. Which one out of these ones, give the best quality for the cheapest price? Which ones have, which one have the exactly the best type of material, or you know, give the best color, whatever it may be, right? What are the options? All that stuff is perfectly fine. Do that, but I don't want you. I wouldn't want myself to spend, you know, $100 here and there in 10 different stores in order to find the best one, and then have spent $1,000 on trying to find the best merch or the best place to sell my merch, and for me not to have not to be able to sell any of it because they're all prototypes. They're all things that I don't see why they're the best ones. And sure, when you're a crazy, amazing big company, you can do this, right? You can spend your money on these places that ask for samples, which samples are great, because samples are things that, you know, these companies should have to show, like, what is the best way to the best way to present your product. And they'll give you samples of what they've done in the past. And a lot of these places do that. And so you can just go and check and feel how it is. But you know, you want your own thing to be on these so that you can actually see how they are. Perfect. I'm perfectly fine with that. The problem is, you know, being someone new, you know, trying to be quote unquote perfect is going to be your own downfall. It's going to be the thing that kind of kills you, instead of actually trying to make the product accessible to your audience. And the product being accessible to your audience is more important than whether that product is a pristine 1,000%, you know, amazing. I'm as a content creator, need to make things and need to bring out content, you know, at a good pace in order for the things to come out really, really nicely is a different thing. I'm okay with my product or my content and everything that I do to come out as like a 90% thing, because a lot of that is just subjective consumption. You know, maybe I don't like how something is so matte, like, you know, like a painting that, like, sort of like in terms of printing, right? I don't like how something is so matte where there's no gloss to it. Maybe I want it to be matte, but someone else doesn't want it to be matte. They want it to be glossy, and they want that shine to the product, right? So my thing is that if you're going to spend so much time on trying to make it perfect, you're going to spend too much time on that and then be disappointed anyways. There's going to be something wrong with it anyways. You know, the way that you ship it is going to be bad. The way that it's put into the packaging is going to be bad. Maybe when it gets to the actual product, to the actual consumer or customer, you know, maybe the water upon shipping is going to cause the paint or the painting or the print to kind of get soggier and kind of, you know, get ruined. There's so many factors that can happen that you can't control. And if the things that you can't control are the thing that's holding you back from actually getting your product to people, then I think in the end, you're making it harder to yourself than not. And the reason why I think it's better for you to have those mistakes and have those things that you can improve on is because now you're creating the conversation with your audience and having it so that it's like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. Here's a free print. Oh, I'm sorry that happened. In 2 weeks from now, I'm going to sell a print of the same size, but at half the price. And you spent the same amount. You spent the same amount on the prints that you did on the last one. Maybe you made it more expensive. Maybe you, instead of sending it without the little salt packages, you know, that you put on products, instead of sending it without just that, you send it with that so it absorbs all the water or whatever it may be, right? I'm not sure how the best way of like shipping things, but you get the idea. Now you're sending things at a much more professional rate, quote unquote professional, but in a more professional way. that the people that you've sold to be like, wow, this guy really, really cares about us. He really wants this to be the best thing in the world. And I thank him for fixing what he had done. And you know, if you do that from the beginning and you when you send something and you spend so much time on it and it gets to the person doesn't like it, now you're inclined to be like, listen, I spent so much money and time trying to get the best thing to you and you don't like it, then fuck you. Like, obviously you won't do that, but that's the mentality that you're going to get into just because you're telling the person that you spent so much time and you may try to make it as perfect as possible. It's not good enough for you, then forget it. You know, you're not going to answer them. Some people are like that. Some companies are assholes like that. But I'm just saying that it is a possibility. And it can happen to the best of us. And I don't want it to happen to, like, to my buddy, right, in particular. So that's the concept of, like, you know, even with me with making content, I want to make the best content that I can make. But I still want to actually make the content. I still want it to be something that I produced, and if later I want to improve on it, then I'm still making episodes. I'm still making things prior and making it better, but now I'm making episodes that have, you know, a little effect that I added, and it gives a little nice shine to it. Then the next month or two, I'm working on something else, and I give it another effect. And then, you know, 4 months in, I'm realizing, wow, I can do all of this in 3D and like Cinema 4D. Oh, wow, cool. I'll do that. I go on Cinema 4D, put my logo on there, and I make my intro again, all the same thing. And now I'm making content on there, and I'm making it better. Now, there's no way of something being perfect, because perfect is subjective, and it's all in your mind. And someone could go to your actual painting or your product or your content and say, you know, I don't really like how this, like something silly, like I don't really like how this L looks. I don't like the way that the L looks. It looks too fat. And now somebody that, you know, it was potentially going to be a consumer of your product or a consumer of your content, it now doesn't like it and won't share it. So whatever, you move on, right? That is just something that I thought about with my buddy. And I was in the space of like, listen, I'd rather that the mistake happen, and it will happen, and for you to overtly talk to your audience and make content for your audience saying sorry about what happened with this. A lot of people got my thing. A few people have gotten my product, you know, in pretty bad condition. To make up for it next month or next whatever, I'm going to have a big sale. It's going to be 75% off, and you get this nice Overwatch print that I did. And if you want to buy it, you can buy it, blah, 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 this and that. And you know, that's where you talk to your audience and you tell them, listen, I care about you guys. I want you guys to enjoy my stuff, and I want you guys to, you know, still buy my things, even though that this mistake happened. I still want you to buy it. And then you can do the fixes and you can do the things that you need to do to make sure that it comes out better and be the better person, be the better seller in the end, right? So the next topic, so that's the being perfect topic. Like, I think being perfect is so subjective, and you should always be making content for yourself, and when people ask for things and people want, you know, merch or whatever it may be, you know, spend your week on it, but don't spend too much effort on it so that it becomes something so dramatic in your life that it's stopping you from actually selling it. That's the, I guess, the whole crux of it. Nothing's going to be perfect. Nothing's going to be the way that you want it to be. Sometimes it doesn't become the way you want it to be, and you get upset. Instead, you know, work past it, fix it, and do something better for the next time. And obviously say sorry. Okay, but anyways, I would love to hear what you guys think about that. And if you guys have any questions, I love the discussion part of this. So the next part, the next topic is kind of on its heel, and it's like on the complete opposite end of what we're just talking about. But it's the concept of a, you know, streaming community, whether it be, you know, Twitch, YouTube, Mixer, Facebook, whatever it may be. But these streaming communities that spend a lot of the time advertising their community and advertising the fact that, oh, if you join the community, you can get more followers and viewers. And like some communities do that. And then some communities do the opposite end where they say, hey, listen, we're not here for just viewers and followers. We're here so that you can make friends and make meaningful connections with people. Deep rooted connections with, so that you can, you know, learn more about each other and help each other in the process of communities. And then there's some communities that don't even say that, and they just say, oh, come join the community, and you know, if you need any help, we can help you out, but just come hang out with us without any kind of like promises of like getting connection with people. I think, and this is my personal opinion, I think that all of these communities are complete bullshit. That a lot of these communities, unless you spend so much time with like the, you gotta spend like years, months connecting with people and you know, supporting each other in a way and like asking about how their day was and this, like, that's cool, right? But my question and my concern about this whole thing is how come the people couldn't do that on their own in their own stream, right? Like everyone says, oh, build a community around your stream, build a community around the people that watch you, which are perfectly fine. Like, I get that. That makes sense because you want people to come back and be like, oh, I'm part of the ATP people. I'm part of the, you know, the speedrunning community, whatever it may be, right? The Ocarina of Time speedrunning community. And all those people know each other. All the major streamers know each other. All the, you know, smaller streamers know each other. And that makes sense, right? Because it's rooted off of the actual game, or it's rooted off of the actual community that is built individually on the streams. I can't see myself going to a community and then finding a streamer that I want to watch off of that community and being, oh man, I'm so happy I found you off of the stream, you know, Twitch streamers with love or whatever community, something like that. Like, I don't know what some of them call themselves. I have so many of the communities that I have on my Discord, and it's half the time, like, they're all muted and I don't really talk to anybody because I don't see myself spending hours talking to somebody and not, you know, doing things on the side and doing things like consuming content in order to make content. But some of the people, they expect you to go watch your channels and go watch them play Overwatch for 2 hours, and then for them to go offline after they get really fed up of what is happening on Overwatch, right? And it's so many times that I see myself going to these places and trying to integrate myself a little bit, and then it becoming that, you know, the, I guess, my psyche or the way that I'm, you know, I treat others, maybe I'm an asshole or something, that it becomes so hard for me to make friends on the internet when it's something that, like, with these people, they only want in the end, their goal is to have more friends so that they can make more, have more audience on their stream. Maybe I think it's, just thinking about it now, maybe I think it's like more fake than it is, you know, real. Maybe I think it's, something that people only do for the sake of bigging up their channel, you know? And so the question was, the bigger question was, so let's say that there's 1,000, No, no. Let's say that there are 10,000 people on each community. Okay. 10,000 people on one community. And if you go through the list of all these different people, all these different people, you know, like on the let's say it's a Discord of a community, and you go through all the Discords and you find one channel that's live right now, and you see that that channel only has 500 followers from that 10,000. It makes no sense. To me, it shows that this thing is not working. So let's say that if every 10,000 person went and followed every single other 10,000 person, you would have 10,000 accounts with over 10,000 followers. Okay. Now let's say that it's not important, that that's not important. Let's say that the followers don't matter, and that it's because it's the viewers that matter. It's the viewers that matter on these channels. So, oh, perfectly fine. Perfect. Let's say that, you know, all these 10,000 people are scattered all throughout the Americas. And let's just keep it to the Americas, because you do have EU communities, you do have Japanese communities, you know, Asian communities, you have all those people that on that end as well. Let's just keep it to the Americas. And you can even put it with Spanish people and English people, because, you know, people in the Latin American countries can speak English and do stream. Okay, perfect. A third of them, maybe more, because the North Americas do hold a lot of the population of like these communities. Let's say that 50% of them, 50% of the entire community is on at a time. So you have 5,000 people that are, you know, actively watching, streaming, or, you know, talking in the Discord. And they're from different time zones. They're from different parts, you know, whatever. They're doing different things. How come 10% of that, maybe more, 20% of that, can't watch one single channel for a month, and they make a partner out of that channel? How come there are so many channels in these communities that have less than the amount of followers that are on those communities? If the whole community thing was to help big people up and make it better for people to make it easier for people to gain followers and make connections with other streamers, then how come everybody is like, I feel like they're doing it wrong. I feel like the whole thing is wrong. I feel like they're doing the entire community thing wrong. That's why when I stream my thing, I want it to be just like, hey guys, welcome to the stream. Hope you guys enjoy your stay. And I'm not pushing them to go onto my Discord and make it so that they have to post things on my Discord. I hate the whole leveling up thing, that, you know, if you post enough on the Discord, then you level up and you get level 5 XP, or you get level 5 and you have more access to different things. I don't want that, because then it alienates all the new people that come in. You know, if I give the level 5 people, you know, one custom soundboard item on my sound effects thing, then it becomes so much more harder for me to be like, oh yeah, okay, so this new person that comes in, you know, you don't get anything, sorry. And, you know, then there's the argument, like, oh, then they can stay longer and you know, it's something that they can look forward to. But I don't like that false promises. I don't want people to work on my stream. I don't want to give people more work than they have to in order to enjoy my stream. I guess that's the entire point. So the community that I have is just solely based on, hey, you're here, let's hang out. Thank you so much for hanging out. How was your day? Everything cool? Okay, cool. And that's it. But these communities require you to come like every single day and talk about community and talk about your day and, you know, talk about your mom and talk about the things that happened to you. But I want my quote unquote community. I don't want to call it a community because I don't want a community. I don't want it to be like, oh, how was your year so far? And then for us to talk about really terrible things, you know, let's keep it light and let's try to have fun with our time here on Twitch. And because you're watching me, I don't want to be associated with that negativity. Let's go and talk about something more nicer and keep it fresh, keep it cool. That's why I get really mad at one person, and I get so upset that this person like always brings up political stuff, and I'm like, I always get upset. Like, you always bring up the terrible shit that's happened in Toronto. Like, please just keep it to yourself. I know about what happened. You want to talk about it? Let's just talk about it on, like, you know, a platform like this. You know, I'm on a platform like a podcast or something. I don't want it to be in my stream. Fuck it. Let's get rid of it. Anyways, that's just my concept of the whole streaming community thing. I may have mentioned this before on a different platform, but this is like my more steady going type of content. Please understand that, like, the thing that I'm saying is just like my subjectiveness and my opinion of this. Make your communities, but I really think that there's so many communities out there that do this, that have, you know, 1,000 people that are there, but they're not doing anything with it. They have 1,000 people, and, you know, 90% of the community that they have don't even have 100 followers. 90% of the people that they have don't have, how do you call it, you know, over 1,000 people that follow them. And it's because all of these people that join these communities are only looking to join the community to bigger and better their stream. They're not there to make connections. So what's the point of the community in the end? You may be a person that wants this community to be amazing and for it to be something that everyone can come to and kind of join. But if you're using it only for like a sense of clout to say like, oh yeah, I have a community with 2,000 people, sponsor me, right? I don't know. In the end, it doesn't work. And in the end, to me, I think it doesn't work. It doesn't, you know, feel right. If you have a community based off of your own channel, then that's better. Because now you're not giving the false implications that, oh, if you join my community, you'll get, you know, 1,000 people to watch you. But don't join just for that. You have to join and make you have to make connections with the viewers and do this. And then people call themselves the CEO of the community, the leader of the community, the brigadier general of the community. Like, please, please. Man, that's something that's been bothering me a lot by like Twitch streaming. And that's something that I don't really want to join. And you can go through my Discord and like all the communities that I'm part of. And a lot of the communities are based off of actual streamers or like people that made their own Discords and they're, you know, kind of hanging out with it. Like, I, you know what, forget it. I don't want to mention any of them because I don't want to call them out and call them for the bullshit. But you know who you are if you're listening to this. Okay, so the next topic, is something that my buddy brought up to me, and it's the topic of what kind of audience do you want as a content creator. I'd asked him, like, what's a good topic to talk about as a content creator? And he goes to me, the kind of audience that you want. And it really kind of stuck, it really hit. Because you know what, the community thing is one thing that, you know, you can't really control the audience that comes out of it. You may have people that are trolly in this thing, or you may have an audience of you know, 12-year-olds that are getting into streaming, and they don't really want they don't want to be an audience. They want to be the viewer or the streamer. So how do you find this audience, and what kind of audience do you want? Like, what kind of audience are you trying to how do I say it? What kind of audience are you trying to really entice to watch your stream or to stay on your stream? And I think the best thing that I can say for my audience is that I want them to just enjoy themselves. I don't, like I said before, I don't want them to have to do a crazy amount of work for them to be on the stream, and for them to like, oh, you need to have like 40 hours in order to be a regular. There's no currency system. There was before, but that was never used for anything important. It was just a currency system that you would get, and that's it. You can just get it and use it to bet on the Streamlabs OBS extension, overlay extension. They can like bet it for cards, but then that got boring. That got boring really quick, right? That got boring really quick, and then it was something that I didn't really like for me to use. Like it wasn't cool. So the type of audience that I want is absolutely chill people, and I'm cool with the whole like making fun of me and kind of I'm cool with self-deprecation. Like I'm there to like make fun of myself as much as the next person. I do care about people enjoying themselves in a place where they can freely talk about what they want to talk about. But then I want to be able to be like, okay, this conversation is getting too heavy. Let's just switch it up and let's just, ignore everything that happened. I'm cool with talking about politics. Even though I mentioned before, like I hate that talking about it, bringing it up. I'm cool with talking about politics. I'm not cool with, threatening people. I'm not cool with, saying people that they should go kill themselves. I'm not cool with suicide, all that stuff. So if people come and say, kill yourself, or they say that they're gonna go commit suicide, I take that stuff like really seriously, right? I take that very seriously. I don't want it to be a thing that people can openly joke about. So I guess that's where my audience is. I want my audience to be very serious on some of the things that I find very serious about as well. Equality, no racism. I think the whole intent thing is very important. If you say a joke and your intent is, or if you say something and your intent is to be offensive, then you can, like, I will talk about it and I will call you out for it. Similar to like how comedians handle their topics of intent, or their quote unquote version of intent, is the same way that I would kind of take things. Because I know a lot of comedians, how they get very pushing, get very, very, they get on the border and they kind of cross over it. I understand that. I get that. That's perfectly fine. So I'm cool with talking about, I'm cool with jokes that are kind of offensive and kind of racist, but I'm not cool with it being crazy racist or crazy insane, hurtful, right? And definitely not directed towards one in particular person, right? If you direct it to a person and kind of cause harm or threaten, then I'll crack down on you, right? And of course, everything that goes into the lines of the terms of service, right? That's what I care about the most as well. If it comes into the terms of service and what you're saying is good enough, then perfectly fine. So the type of audience that really I care about are the people that, you know, kind of just enjoy watching me do stuff, and them enjoy their own, like them going through the internet and kind of running their own things. And, you know, people are winding down from a hard days of work, and it's cool for me to be someone that they can go and say, hey, wow, this is really chill. I like hanging out here. I do have some people that come by and just, you know, talk about different things, and I'm super down to make jokes and super down to, you know, poke fun at myself. Like, I'm perfectly fine with that. So I guess the audience that I want, it's a kind of a hard question, actually. I don't have an audience per se. Like, I have maybe 10 people that come and watch. But it's never something that, like, I can pinpoint how the audience is. It's not something that I can pinpoint and say, this is how my audience, that this is how my audience looks like. This is how they are. I can only say that there's a few people that I can name and what they do. And, you know, like, I guess right now my audience is very, very big on hip hop, where some of them are cool with like rock and everything else, but they're very big on hip hop. And there's no, like, and that's what I want, is there's no game in particular that they will all want to see. And it's like a game that, you know, like, they don't want to only see Fortnite, or they don't want to only see Overwatch or Counter-Strike. They're okay with me, you know, watching me, and that's what I wanted. I want them to be able to say, hey, yeah, I want to watch Forward more than anything. But yeah, I think that's something very important, very, very cool to talk about. I really don't know what I want as an audience. I really don't know the type of people that I want to join. I definitely don't want them to be crazy, you know, racist and, you know, 4chaners, bunch of people that come on and be, you know, ridiculous and stuff like that, you know. It's weird because there's a time where I was like, you know what, I should just go on 4chan and advertise my stream and see what happens, and see if I can actually control the crazy amount of people that come in and be like insane crazy people. And then from there, like, you know, some of them stay and some of them I convert, some of them I make actual regulars. You know, like 1% of them, let's say. But when I thought about it, it was like, oh yeah, but there's going to be so many people that come on to just like troll, and that will abuse my bit system or my donation system, because everything is like no limits. You can donate 1 bit, and it would show a message. You can donate a dollar and it would show a message, right? So that type of stuff is kind of hard for you to be like really cool about. Anyways, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. This is the spot for the advertisements. If you want to sponsor this podcast, be sure to email me. You can email me at forwardgaming@gmail.com. That's forwardgaming@gmail.com. Or you can email me at forwardmediatech@gmail.com. And I'll get another email that's more professional, that's like for the actual website in the future. But for now, that's what you use. You can also check me out on all these different social media. Forward Life on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. If you don't see the little bird, you might see the little thing that Excasual made for me on Twitter, but for the most part, it'll be the bird that I have advertising myself on all these places as my brand. Of course, thank you so much for you guys to like actually watching and listening to my podcast and my stream. Check out my YouTube. I'm going to post stuff on that as well. And for the next near future, we're going to have the website come on and actually have content on there. So again, thank you guys so much for watching and listening. I hope you guys enjoyed the content provided. If you have any questions, be sure to go there. And I'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much for listening.